Cost-Benefit Analysis of Sustainable Agricultural Technologies, an Indian Management Accounting Perspective. C.M. Arindam Goswami. Practicing Cost Accountant. Raipur. C.M.A. Sushma Singh. Assistant Professor. Department of Management. Bilai Institute of Technology, Derg, C.G. Dr. Sunil Kumar. Assistant Professor. Department of Management. Bilai Institute of Technology, Derg, C.G. Abstract. Sustainable Agricultural Technologies, SATs, are receiving importance as strategic investments for increasing agriculture productivity, efficient use of resources and resilience in Indian agriculture. This study explores the financial stability of selected SATs, namely Integrated Pest Management, IPM, Drip Irrigation, Organic Nutrient Management, Precision Farming, and use of renewable energy through cost-benefit analysis. Analyzing the capital budgeting tools such as NPV, BCR, payback period, and sensitivity analysis, the paper appraises costs and benefits over a short run, medium term and long run horizon considering Indian farming conditions. The empirical studies indicates that despite high initial investments, most SATs produce favorable financial outcomes, cost control, and risk minimization benefits over the life cycle. By connecting ESG considerations with conventional techniques, the study validates the role of management accountants for informed decision-making and promotes sustainable value creation in long run. Keywords: sustainable agriculture, cost, benefit analysis, management accounting, Indian agriculture, capital budgeting. 1. Introduction. Indian agriculture is facing various ongoing challenges such as declining soil fertility, water scarcity, rising operational cost and income instability of farmers, VUSVI, 2025. In response, policymakers and agribusiness representatives are actively promoting sustainable agricultural technologies, SATs, which boost output while conserving natural resources, Kumar S., 2025. Adoption and implementation of such technology is a long-term capital budgeting choice rather than an agronomic one, Jean, 2025. Traditional agricultural financial evaluation approaches usually focus on short-term profitability and cash flows, while disregarding long-term cost savings, risk reduction, and environmental benefits, Mazankova, 2024. The policy framework must be designed to focus on the integration of financial discipline with strategic decision-making considering fragmented, unorganized agriculture setup along with weak financial condition of farmers, Hiranya, 2024. As a result, this study uses structured cost-benefit analysis approaches to examine if investments in SATs are economically viable in Indian agriculture sector, Pudal, 2024. 2. Review of literature. Empirical studies in agricultural economics suggest that precision farming and microirrigation significantly improve input use efficiency and yield stability, particularly in water-scarce regions of India, Verli and Debari, 2024. Research on Integrated Pest Management, IPM, and Organic Nutrient Management highlights compact requirement on chemical inputs and improved soil health over time. However, implementation remains stressed by high upfront costs and limited access to capital. Management accounting stresses the importance of life cycle costing, environmental management accounting and sustainability reporting in investment assessment, Kumar S.C., 2023. Despite this, farm-level adoption of such analytical frameworks remains limited. This study bridges the gap by applying capital budgeting tools to sustainability-driven agricultural investments, Kumar S.G., 2022. Three objectives of the study. 1. To explore significant sustainable agricultural technologies, SATs, relevant to Indian farming environment. 2. To compare costs and benefits, BCR, interlinked with selected SATs. 3. To analyze the managerial and policy implications of adopting SATs in India. 4. Research methodology. This study adopts descriptive and empirical study design based on secondary data available in public domain and demonstrative farm-level evidence explored from literatures in Indian contexts. 4.1 Analytical Framework. The financial feasibility of sustainable agricultural technologies, SATs, is appraised using capital budgeting tools and techniques as discussed below. Payback period. The time required to recover initial cash outflows in adopting sustainable agricultural technologies, SATs, from net cash inflows. The discount rate considered for payback period is the prevailing lending rates for agricultural in India. The analysis covers a time horizon 5 to 10 years depending on the type of technology adopted. Johnston, 2018. 5. Cost, benefit analysis of selected sustainable technologies. To reinforce empirical uniformity, this section presents suggestive quantifiable analysis based on available secondary data from literatures on agricultural studies in India, reports, and collected farm-level evidences. The analysis focuses on pre- and post-impact of adoption of sustainable agricultural technologies, SATs, on costs, yields and profitability. 5.1 Precision Farming. Precision farming shows consistent financial performance, particularly for medium and large-size farms. Empirical evidence indicates 8-12% yield improvement and 10-15%, through optimized input use, reductions in fertilizer and pesticide costs. Discounted cash flow analysis over 7-year horizon generally yields positive NPV with payback periods of 4-5 years. In spite of high initial investment in use of sensors and GPS-enabled systems, long-term cost control and efficiency gains support financial viability when assessed using life cycle costing. 5.2 Drip Irrigation. Drip irrigation system validates strong financial feasibility, especially in horticulture and water-scarce regions. Studies report 15-25% increase in yields and up to 30% reductions in input costs, which led in short payback periods of 2-3 years and high benefit, cost ratios. From capital budgeting standpoint, drip irrigation represents low-risk investment with rapid cost recovery and substantial medium-term to long-term savings. 5.3 Integrated Pest Management, IPM. Integrated pest management requires nominal initial investment and yields quick financial returns. Empirical evidence and reports suggest 15-20% reductions in pesticide expenses with stable and marginally improved yields. Consequently, the IPM exhibits high BCRs and low payback periods, thus making it financially viable even for small and marginal farms. Its primary benefit lies in cost minimization rather than yield expansion. 5.4 Organic Nutrient Management. Organic nutrient management in agriculture provides gradual but stable financial benefits. The short-term yield advantages are modest, ranging from 3 to 7% and 10 to 15% reductions in fertilizer costs and improved soil efficiency, which generate positive net benefits over 5 to 10 years. Financial appraisal favors long-term tools that capture cost stability and reduce dependency on external inputs. 5.5 Renewable energy applications. The implementations of renewable energy appliances, particularly solar irrigation pumps and biogas systems, reduce recurring energy costs by 60 to 80%. Although initial capital requirements are high and life cycle discounted cash flow analyses indicate positive NPVs over 15 to 20 years, especially when supported by policy incentives. These investments enhance long-term cost predictability and operational resilience. 6. ESG impact assessment of sustainable agricultural technologies. Drip irrigation and organic nutrient management display strong environmental impact due to significant water conservation, improved soil fertility and efficient resource utilization, resulting in positive overall ESG performance. Integrated pest management, IPM, brings positive environmental and social benefits through decreased chemical use and enhanced farm safety, though impact on governance remains moderate. Precision farming shows strong impact on governance owing to data-driven transparency and control, with positive environmental gains but moderate social connects. Use of renewable energy in agriculture have very high score environmentally due to reduction in carbon emissions and decrease energy costs, with high governance alignment to sustainability policies, yielding very high overall ESG impact. ESG scores, VH, H, M, represent relative qualitative assessments derived from synthesis of peer-reviewed literature and institutional sustainability frameworks. Scores are indicative and not based on a single standardized ESG rating system. 6.1 Drip irrigation, E, VH, S, H, G, M, overall, VH. Drip irrigation demonstrates very high environmental impact driven by substantial water conservation and energy efficiency. Social benefits arise from improved productivity and income stability for farmers, resulting in a high social score. Governance impact is assessed as medium and reflecting dependence on institutional support, subsidies, and implementation oversight. Thus, drip irrigation delivers very high ESG impact. 6.2 Integrated pest management, E, H, S, H, G, M, overall, H. Integrated pest management shows high environmental impact due to reduced chemical use and lower ecological toxicity. Social impact is also high as reduced pesticide exposure enhances farmer health and safety. Governance impact remains medium as effective adoption depends on training, extension services, and compliance with recommended practices. The overall ESG impact of IPM is assessed as high. 6.3 Organic nutrients, E, VH, S, H, G, M, overall, VH. Organic nutrient management attains very high environmental impact by improving soil health, biodiversity and long-term ecological balance. Social benefits are high stemming from sustainable livelihood support and reduced reliance on costly chemical inputs. Governance impact is medium, which is influenced by certification, quality assurance, and monitoring mechanisms, thus overall ESG performance is very high. 6.4 Precision farming, E, H, S, M, G, H, overall, H. Precision farming delivers high environmental impact through optimized resource use and reduced input wastage. Social impact is assessed as medium, reflecting unequal accessibility due to capital and skill requirements. Governance impact is high as data-driven systems enhance transparency, traceability and operational control, hence overall ESG impact of precision farming is high. 6.5 Renewable energy in agriculture, E, VH, S, M, G, H, overall, VH. Renewable energy applications exhibit very high environmental impact by reducing carbon emissions and fossil fuel dependence. Social impact is medium as benefits related to energy security and cost stability are unevenly distributed across farm sizes. Governance impact is high, reflecting strong alignment with regulatory frameworks and national sustainability policies, thus overall ESG impact is assessed as very high. 7 Managerial and policy implications. The managerial and policy implications are from a management accounting perspective, where the implementation of sustainable agricultural technologies, SATs, should be evaluated using life cycle costing of the technology rather than analyzing short-term expense. Inclusion of environmental factors and risk reduction improves the precision of investment decisions. Policymakers can accelerate implementation of SATs through capital subsidies, concessional financing, and training support. Management accountants have critical role in designing sustainability-oriented performance measurement systems. 8 Limitations and scope for further research. This study is primarily based on literatures and reports available, secondary data and suggestive farm-level empirical studies, which may not fully include regional variations across India's diverse climatic regions. Cost-benefit estimations are subject to assumptions regarding productivity, prices, lending rates, and discount rates. Future studies may employ primary survey data, region-specific financial models and longitudinal studies to consider dynamic impacts of SATs implementation. Further studies may also integrate carbon valuation and monetization of environment into management accounting frameworks. 9 Conclusion. This study concludes that adoption of sustainable agricultural technologies, SATs, is commercially viable when assessed using structured cost, benefit tools and techniques for medium to large size farms. Even though initial investments and cash outflows are higher, but the financial returns in long-term, cost efficacies and flexibility benefits justify the acceptance of SATs. Implementing sustainability into management accounting practices can further strengthen decision-making and support India's transition towards sustainable agriculture society in medium to long-term perspectives.